Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Obviously, this is going to be a fun one today.
Anything happened yesterday?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Let's actually just talk about like how your weekend was.
Yeah, I was.
I went to the pool in the lake with my kids yesterday, and they had fun.
Yeah, there's definitely nothing to talk about, as you said. In fact, we were talking about somebody too much. We were told last week. So
that's weird. Do you feel that way now?
Just avoid talking about that person today. We'll see how long we can do that.
I refuse because, come on, let's be honest. This is even earlier than you and I had ever thought possible. But yesterday when we started firing off text in between each other, because by now everybody knows Jack Caglione is a big leaguer. Official this morning, by the way, as the Royals sent down Dyron Blanco and called up Jack Caglione. More than anything, the initial reaction is, hell yeah, Cags is up. Time to go watch him hit the ball 700 feet to freedom. And you got to see him in Omaha, barely by the skin of your teeth.
Just in time.
Only covered it by a week in AA. So it just like feels like the timing has been very good for you and for us as a show. But more than anything, I'm just excited Cags is up.
Yeah, man.
Been waiting for this debut pretty much since the beginning of this year.
Yeah, we've been on Jack watch for months at this point in time. And we all know he has delivered at every level to this point in time. Not to mention,
That shirt aged like milk.
Yeah, so if for those aren't, yeah, real quick. So
I know, it's okay.
Yeah, like we'll talk about Omaha a little bit later on the show. I was in Omaha with Dusty this weekend, and these shirts, they had just printed, they were selling out of these shirts. It's like the Scherzy thing, right? The CAG Scherzies. And yeah, poor Omaha, they only got like 4 days of selling them. And then now, you know,
turns into a massive big leaguer, they'll keep selling like Bobby Witt Jr. One sometimes, you know?
But we can talk about that. But no, look, we can get into the Royals angle as far as the big league club, like why now and everything like that. But for CAGs, this guy was drafted last July, and here we are June 2nd, and tomorrow, June 3rd, he'll be a big leaguer. That's, you know, for all the talk about they're waiting too long, they're not waiting too long, what's going on? Like, this was an extremely fast track, and he did everything to force the issue. I think what has gone on with the big league club also has forced the issue on top of it. This is going to be a really cool moment at the K next week when he makes his debut in front of a home crowd. And I know we've gotten texts and tweets from a lot of you guys, in the last, I don't know, what is it, 14 hours now or whatever at this point in time. And there's some of you that are going to make the trip to St. Louis tomorrow night. And hopefully, as much as Cardinals fans sometimes make the K look red, hopefully Royals fans can make New Busch Stadium there. We'll have plenty of blue tomorrow for his debut, so Cags hears everybody. So it's been awesome. I mean, the expectation, of course, for Cags is off the charts. Absolutely off the charts.
Yeah, Barry Bonds' record seems in sight.
I figure, eventually five-time MVP, just crazy stuff, you know, where everybody has set the bar for him. But it's cool to be able to talk about this, and you sense the excitement, especially after a day and a weekend against the Tigers that left you even more frustrated with a couple 1-0 games. The pitching staff continues to be incredible, and yet we know they just don't have enough offense. But for Cags to make his debut, you mentioned a stat. I don't know who you saw from, Cody, about making a debut this quickly.
He's the first guy to be drafted and inside of a full calendar year. So less than 365 days later, when he makes his debut tomorrow, He'll be the only other Royals player ever to be drafted and then make his major league debut inside of a year was one Bo Jackson. What a fitting player, by the way. The person whose bat crack sounded different than every other player on the planet, Jack Caglione. That seems like the fitting player, I would say, outside of it. And so, yeah, the excitement is warranted. I mean, look, we've been excited as a show. We've made that very clear. That's why we did the Cody and Gold road trip. That's why if I could convince 250 fans to wear CAG shirts out to, if everybody who went on the road trip would just go join us and we could get ourselves out to St. Louis tomorrow, I'd do that too. And I'm not even saying we're not trying to get ourselves to St. Louis
Things
tomorrow.
Things are in motion, yeah.
I can assure you, we are. You know this show well enough by now that I'd love to be wearing that CAG shirt sitting behind home plate tomorrow. If it all works out, we will certainly make an effort. I got to be honest, calls like that to the wife, you're like, hey.
This is where being...
Would it be cool? Single and unattached. This is a great... No kids? That's a great time
for this. I would say, Cody, the last 3 to 4 days is a reminder of where the flexibility you have being single is incredible. Dusty and I were able to go to Omaha, no big deal, and trying to figure out how we can do this show from St. Louis tomorrow. For me, it's like, well, yeah, I'll be there. Cody's like, well, I gotta
have to like make calls and check schedules and, you know,
it's a lot easier.
See what dance looks like this week.
Yeah. Someone says the Bo Jackson stat can't be true because Brandon Finnegan obviously made his debut in the same year he was drafted, 2 months after he was drafted.
Oh,
maybe he was just
position player, I guess is what it was. I apologize.
So, yeah, it makes more sense because Finnegan was in the World Series.
You're right. Position player. I apologize. After that was a little off. But we don't get these moments. Like, debuts like this always stand out because... I know that we just had one with Bobby, but because Bobby's was opening day, it always feels a little bit different, doesn't it, Gold? Like, the energy feels a little bit different coming into it, because you're like, oh, I'm coming into a regular opening day that already has its normal buzz, and we knew Bobby Wood Jr. was going to be a star, but, like, it felt slightly different. Mid-season debuts for players of this level just feels different, and so... I love Major League debuts anyway. I was just tweeting about John Rave getting his first career hit. Mm-hmm. I never get tired of those two things. Okay, great. So now it's just, can he live up to the expectation?
I would say
Bobby Wood Jr. did. This is hard. It's hard to live up to that level of expectation.
Long term in his career, he might. Immediately, I don't know how he does, just because he's coming in here, and I know the organization's not telling him to be this, but... As bad as the offense is, the fans have seen what he's done in AA and a short stint in AAA. They're expecting him to come up and save the offense. Fans are. And by calling him up now, it also is fueling that even more, I would say. And I do think, you know, in our brief interaction we've had with him and things like that, he seems like someone that's going to be very even keeled, level headed, not too high, not too low.
But also
knows he's good and also knows he's the real deal. So I think that's not a concern. But the reality, look at any of these other guys have been called up, you know, recently, whether it's Royals organization or not. There's also a very real chance that he struggles. Now, will he struggle right away? Will it be 2 weeks from now? I have no idea. But let's definitely enjoy today and tomorrow and hope that something special happens. And for this year's team, look, they do need him to be a huge force for them because they have zero pop in the lineup whatsoever. And, you know, for him personally, too, I think it's pretty cool. His fiance, I guess, was out of the country for, I don't know, weeks or whatever. And she just got back. She was in Omaha on Friday. She just got back for the game Friday. So the fact
what
that
timing.
She was able to be there, presumably, you know, obviously as he got the news, I don't know, last night or whatever it would have been, is also just pretty cool for him, obviously, the way everything came together. But I do think it sends a message, though, for anybody that was questioning. We got texts on this last week and really over the last couple weeks of, you know, they're waiting too long or they're slow playing as an organization. The timing of CAGs getting called up means, I don't care, you cannot question their desire to win now.
Oh, no, they
now.
Want
it
to
is
win.
It is June 2nd. He's getting called up. And look, maybe they, with the formula, maybe they figured out, hey, the whole Super 2 eligibility thing, that they're probably okay and maybe clear of it anyway, or they're willing to sacrifice what could cost them ultimately $10 million down the road if, in fact, he becomes Super 2 eligible. And props to them if they're willing to do that. But it tells you that the offensive struggles and back-to-back 1-0 games plus... just where they're at as an organization in this year and the expectations from the fan base as well. I think that's a great signal to your fans. I think it's a great signal to the clubhouse and guys that, you know, we're trying to win now. We're bringing you help. You know how all fired up we all are as a fan base today, and he's even doing this radio show together. Think about the clubhouse. That has to give them a renewed sense of energy heading into tomorrow's game against the Cardinals.
I know it stinks for the guys who haven't been performing to feel like, because if this offense was scoring 6 runs a game, do they do it today, Gold, or do they wait 2 more weeks? The answer is probably they wait 2 more weeks, even though they had said they like to try to call up a guy when the offense is rolling and he gets to just be a part of it. And instead, he's going to come up and hit 5th or 6th, most likely, I think so. For this team, and he's going to be in that spot, and he's going to be counted on to immediately do it. But they should be win now. You got Bobby Witt Jr. You don't know how many years you got. Let's say there's a lockout in 2027. You lose a whole year this season. What do I got? 4 years left to Bobby? We told him we were serious about winning. We went after guys like Lugo. We made trades for Reagans. We gave Waka money in the offseason. We spent money on Estevez. Everything else they've done is about winning now. So why the hell wouldn't it be for Jack Caglione? Honestly, I think they probably would have been more aggressive in the offseason fixing the outfield issue if they didn't have a player like that who had the possibility of coming up and making an immediate impact offensively. Look, I'm still worried about the offense. I'm not going to come in here this weekend emphasize the same thing. The Royals are going to win every game, either 2-1 or lose every game 2-1. And that is a thin, thin margin. You pitched lights out. Chris Bubich was incredible yesterday. And you lost a game 1-0. Do you know how deflating that must feel as an offense when you go in there and you got Chris Bubich to just be nails the entire night and then still lose? This is where Jack Caglione, even if he comes up and hits 240, he will run into some home runs on accident with his power. And so you need the ability to just score 2, score 3, score 1 in some cases, because 1 run could make a huge difference for them.
JJ Piccolo, we think, might be on the show tomorrow. It'd be a regular time for him. If not, we'll try to catch up this week with him and obviously talk about the timing of this. And I know a lot of people thought it should have happened earlier anyway, but just,
you know, it's been, what, 2 weeks in AAA?
What, 12 games, I think it was.
Yeah.
And he ran into one on his first at bat Friday night.
Turned
out to be his last AAA home run. Hopefully he never has to go back down there. So hopefully that was his last ever AAA home run on Friday night. No, I bring up the timing again, because I think it's fair to say, I'll see if you agree, that despite how much he has just completely destroyed the competition at every other level, I do think, even based off what JJ had said publicly last week, you know, hey, we want to see him for at least a little bit, I still think what happened this weekend and the continued struggle for the offense pushed it up. Did it push it up a month or two? No, I think Jack Caglione pushed it up a month or two. Did it push it up like this today versus 2 weeks from now versus 10 days from
Probably.
Now? I think the offense this weekend, if the Royals would have gone out and swept the Tigers and scored, I don't know if I'll ever get the real answer on this. I'm convinced that they don't call him up today or tomorrow. But the continued struggles with the offense, and as you just said, hey, he still is going to strike out. He's still going to have his growing pains. But you know what? Occasionally, he's just going to run into one and destroy a baseball. Got to have it. We have too good a pitch. Chris Bubich is having a career year. We still have Cole Reagans coming back at some point in time. If you're JJ Piccolo, you're saying Seth Lugo, while it was a rough first outing back, we have Lugo. You look at what you're getting from your bullpen, even though Urseg's now on the IL. Like, we haven't even talked about him. And that news over the weekend, which is a big bummer too. So I think that the timing is not
you can't pitch your way out of the back end. Yeah, I can't either. And like, I think it was a guest last week on our show. Maybe it was a national pundit. I can't remember now. But the best way to look at it, I think, with Jack is he might still struggle. I'm not trying to pretend like he's going to come up and he's going to have Ellie De La Cruz. And he might. He might do that too. And he's just going to be like when Ellie De La Cruz came into the league. Remember, Golden? He just hit like 12 homers his first month. I'm not telling you Jack's going to have 14 homers for his number when he, and 14's open, so I'm assuming that's what it wear.
Yeah.
When he gets
those
called
up.
Those
might be a little popular next week at the Royals team store.
Yeah, yep. I think so. But so I don't, or the CAG shirts from Ray Gun might be very popular, the ones we all wore out there. But so when you look at it, I think it was at the point, though, and this is what really matters to me in the minors, is he might still struggle in the bigs, but he was never going to figure out his struggles in the minors. He was too good for them. He was too good for AA. He was too good for AAA. He wasn't going to work through whatever problems his game might have, hypothetically, at AAA. He showed up to AAA Gold and was immediately successful and started hitting bombs and getting sac flies. And this weekend, you might look at Saturday and Sunday and be like, did he do much? Because he technically, I think, went 0 for 4 or 0 for 5 Saturday and Sunday combined. He also had 3 walks and a sac fly.
That's what was,
and was like a productive hitter. So even when he's not getting hits, he's been a regularly producing player. He needs to get to the bigs. He's got to get to the bigs.
And now he is. Tomorrow he's going to make his debut just down I-70 in St. Louis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.